We're continuing in Siman Tofnun Aleph by the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Beis. And we're discussing that Kli Cheres, earthenware, it cannot be kashered, Vafilu im yamalum gecholim, even if you fill it up with coals, says the Mishnah Brura, Debezeh havi kehesek mibifnim, and this is a scenario, a case where you put the hesek in the inside, meaning that the heat, the fire in the inside, v'yaflit habliya, and then that which is absorbed, the bliya, means that which is absorbed will come out. This will not work. Why not? The chayishina, the mechaber tells us, dim lechayis alayhu shema paki. We're concerned that the person will be worried that he might break his pot if it's too hot, and then he won't do a proper hagol, won't do a proper kashering. Sif Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Brura, the Dilma Chayis Alayhu, Shein Darkin Lahasek Mibifnim Ela Bechutz, because Shein Darkin Lahasek Mibifnim, the normal scenario of a Kli Cheres is to put the fire on the outside. We don't put the fire in the inside, and therefore it's not used to take the heat on the inside as much. Masha'in came in tanurim, afilu shel klicheres. However, ovens, even if they are made out of klicheres, afilu oison shemetaltalin oison, shedakin tamid lahasik bimifnim. Seems like they would have portable ovens. You would, I guess a toaster oven for us is a portable oven. They would be able to transport these ovens. And even if the oven was made out of pottery, klicheres, so those you would put the actual coals inside, in those cases, when it's by the oven, we're not concerned that it will crack, it will ruin the oven, because the oven is used to taking the heat of the coals. However, a person has to make sure that if he would kasher this oven that's made out of kli cheres, that he has to make sure that he heats it up to temperature, anchi slabein, until it becomes slabein. We'll see. Literally, it was white, but it's a temperature of how hot it turned to. Right, the fire, when fire turns white, it's very hot. Hagola, yeah. So the stages, as we'll see, it's a good question. You have hagola on the bottom, on the lower end, when you purge something. And above Hagola, a higher level of kashering is Libun. We'll learn that there's what's being called Libun Chamur and Libun Kal. There's in Libun itself. Libun means with the fire. In Libun, there's two different levels. There's the lighter level of Libun, and then that's Kal, Libun Kal. And then there's Libun Chamur, more severe level, higher temperature or higher ability of kashering, which we'll get to, and we'll see when each one is required. Okay, sif katan yud dalet. Avol tanurim shalanu loy. So first, let's see the Mishnah Brura tells us. The Mechaber tells us in the second line, on the top of the page, umiyu. However, imechziron lekibshon shemitzarfin boy klicheres chadoshim mutter. If a person would take this earthenware, this klicheres, and replace it, put it back into the kivshon, the kiln, the furnace, and this is the same, the kivshon shem is suffering by klicheres, this is the same oven, the same furnace that they formed and they made this klicheres in the first place. How did it mold into that shape? They had to put it into a temperature of a tremendous degree. So they put it into this kivshon, and now if you put it back into the kivshon, imechziru lekivshon shemitzafrim by klicheres chadashim mutter. It's permissible. Why? Dekevan shemachnisan lehesek godel kazeh. Since they put it into this kivshon, which is hesek godel kazeh, which is a high temperature. Vaday lechayis alayu dimapaki. We're not. The person was not concerned, it might crack. Avad l'tanurim shalonu, continues the mechaber, loy, it's not good. Let's see why not. Sif katan yedalet in the Mishnah Brura. The chayshin and dilma chayis alei were concerned the person might have be worried it might crack. V'lo yasha shem harbe, and he won't keep it in the oven long enough. V'yaitziyein minatanor koydim shis labnu, and he'll take it out from the oven before it will be kasher, before it turns to a turns white. Ma'ashein kein v'kivshun mislabein afilu b'shem wetes. However, by the kivshon, it turns white, it gets to a temperature right away, a very high temperature right away. B'shom wetes. The Ramah continues, Haga, kol kli hatzorech libun, any kli, any utensil that requires libun, oy hagala, also l'shtamish boy, you don't, it's forbidden to use it, afilu tsoinein b'loy hachshar. The issue is as follows. V'ayin miyardei esim kufchav aleph. I have a kli, I have a vessel in front of me that is treif or is chametzdik, and I want to kasher it, but I didn't kasher it yet. Can I keep it around and use it for something else? So the Ramah tells us, kol kli hatzarech libun or hagala, any kli that requires libun or hagala, aser lishtamish boy afilu tsoinin b'loy hechsher. You cannot use it. Even if you're, let's say, for example, peeling potatoes, and you fill up this bowl with just cold water, and you want to put the potato after you peel it into the bowl so it doesn't turn colors, cannot use it. Okay. You have a bowl you want to use for fruit. You want to put in it. So basically, according to the words of the Ramah, it sounds like you cannot use it. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in this. Sif, cotton, tes, vav, afilu tsoinein. Hainu. Afilu hadichoy v'shivshev harbe heitef. Even if you washed it out, hadichoy is to wash it out, and you rubbed it, you scrubbed it well. The chayishinon dilma osi lishtamish boy b'cham. We're concerned maybe you'll come to use the b'chamit. We're concerned you might come to use it with something hot. So it's a very understandable concern. If a person keeps this pot around, and this pot is a pot that has to be kashered, and he's just using it for something cold, guess what? He might forget, he might need a pot, and he'll use this pot, and it requires kashering. V'ayin b'yoradeya sim kufchav aleph duhuadin m'shar yisurim. In Yoradeya discusses also over there, the same halach applies to other yisurim. Al kain, therefore, yesh lahachmer b'nyaneinu, which we machmer, in our scenario, afilo b'er pesach achachatzois, even Erev Pesach after Chatzos. We'll finish Sif Aleph with Sif Katan Tezayin. V'ayim b'yoradeya simen kuf chaf Aleph. The Shom Mevoyer over there discusses, explains, the derech arai mutel ishtamish boy im hedicha v'shishiv tchila. V'ayim l'el soif simen taf nun v'shnu b'ru Hashem. Over there in simen kuf chaf Aleph in Yoradeya has discusses more of a leniency that a person derech arai in a temporary scenario, not bekvius on a regular basis, will be permitted to use this pot that requires agala just for something once in a blue moon. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up from Sif Beis. Thank you.